Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. I will survive. I will survive.
If you go to the WNYC.org website and click on Brian Lehrer's show, you'll see a link to an article with at least 21 good tips for surviving New York City from WNYC hosts and producers who are not native New Yorkers. It was put together by WNYC intern Francesca Capicella. Forgive me, I have not said her name before. And with me now to take some of your calls is a successful transplant herself and one of the people with some tips to share. She's none other than the host and managing editor of WNYC's New Tech City and sometimes fill-in host on this show, Manoush Zomorodi. Hi, Manoush.
Hey, Brian.
And I guess we should be very clear that technically you were born in New York City, but you didn't grow up here.
I was born in New York City, but I grew up very, very, very far away, which is central New Jersey.
You're an immigrant from Princeton.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So, listeners, this shows you how broad the parameters are for inclusion on things on this show. And we will make this a call-in for those of you who are not from New York City to share your tips about actually moving to the city. So it can be New Jersey or Connecticut, but it also can be Beirut or Johannesburg or Tokyo, you know. So give us a call and share your tips and tricks and maybe a horror story or two about how you survived and maybe even thrived in your first year in the city from wherever. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Or if you are one of those people who have just moved here and you're muddling through your first year in the big city right now, give us a call and tell us how you're doing or ask for some advice. You can get some advice from Manoush. You can get some advice from some of our other listeners.
We're going to be brutally honest, listeners. We are going to give it to you straight because once you're a New Yorker, there's no other way. Right, Brian?
Right. And I, however, am disqualified from dispensing advice because I did actually grow up in Queens. So maybe you're a freshman.
Yeah, but you're Brian Lehrer. You can give advice to anyone. I think so, yes.
Maybe you're a freshman in college. If Manoush gives me permission, I guess it's okay. Maybe you moved into your dorm room all of 2 weeks ago. Maybe you're already hemorrhaging money and
no
panicking.
Kidding.
That's one of the areas. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. So let's see. What story did you tell on the site?
Okay, so the story, I don't think I told this story, but it's kind of dark. I moved here right after 9/11, like immediately after 9/11. Huh. And so
a plan that was already in place and you decided not to cancel?
No, I was working for the BBC and I was abroad for them. And they said after, you know, they needed all hands on deck in their New York office. So I moved back to New York City, moved back to the United States to work for them. And, you know, I had to look for an apartment that was in walking distance of the office because that was the situation with the subways at the time and the buses.
So really right after
9/11. It was like weeks after. So, I mean, the thought of getting an apartment within walking distance of New York Public Radio, okay, first of all, couldn't afford it. Second of all, like, that's a pretty small parameter. Like, I spend a lot of time on the subway now, so that is never – I hope we never see those days again where you only get around by foot. But we got I got some great tweets from people, and one person was like, where is she? She said, find – here she is. Christy Lamb tweeted me and she said, figure out the bus routes, how to track them on your phone and how the transfers work. You should know more than one way to get to work.
Mm, that's a good one.
Is great advice because like I gave up. I don't think I took a bus until like 2 years ago. I just sort of rode off buses. I was a subway girl. So silly. Buses are a great way to get around and you can text them now too.
On the other hand, I had a visitor. This person was not moving to New York, but when I lived in Chelsea, I had an out-of-town guest who just wanted to come and spend some time in the city. Well, I had to go to work one day, and my guest decided to see the Cloisters and
beautiful.
Saw that there was a bus that went directly from Chelsea to the Cloisters.
Yes.
Well, you realize that's from 20th Street to 191st Street.
Oh, my God. How long did it take her?
It took 2.5 hours each way.
She could have walked
this
there.
This visitor was in tears at the end of the day.
But that is such a great lesson.
Had no idea how to find a subway to get back. But there's a lesson, right?
Yes, because when you see tourists get on for one stop on the subway, don't you want to just kind of shake them? If you've been here for longer than a week, don't you want to shake them and be like, just get off and walk. You're going to see so much more and it's so much faster. So I think walk is the way to go.
By the way, we've been asking this question on our Facebook page and getting some great responses. Natalie writes, for tips, renter's insurance, bed bug mattress protector.
Yeah, that's good.
Regular STD screenings.
Oh, brutally honest, brutally we promised.
Shiri says, get a very warm coat. I don't know if Shiri's from the Caribbean or what.
Uh-huh.
A good winter hat and very ugly winter boots. I think that's theft protection, the ugly winter boots.
I mean, I have to say last winter, how many people – I've heard this from at least three people who said that was my last New York winter. I am not doing this anymore. I am leaving. So if you were new to New York and you made it through the winter, we are proud of you and okay. We are glad you're still here.
Absolutely, because you got to enjoy this best summer ever.
Yeah, seriously.
In the last 2 months. Okay, so let's go to some of our callers. We'll hear if we're getting tips and tricks or questions. Stu in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Stu.
Yes, hi, Brian. We are wonderful fans of yours. And I just wanted to relate something. We retired very late into the city. We lived for 40 years out on Long Island and decided eventually to live in the city. And early on, our very first year, we fell into the hands of some wonderful seniors. It was actually at a senior center who advised us on the wonderful ways to live in the city and not live as tourists. One of the things I learned was that I qualified to become a member of the American Association of Museums because of some work I had done with the Historical Society.
And Stu, I'm going to take that as a discreet tip and move on to some other folks because our time is short. But you get discounts at a lot of museums by joining?
We can go to any museum anywhere in the country free for myself and my wife.
Suggested contributions notwithstanding. Stu, thank you very much. Glad you're in Manhattan. Gabriella in Montclair, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for taking my call. So I have a few tips. I came from Mexico City, so a winter lamp, one of those desk winter lamps, are really useful, and it actually helped. I was very resistant, and it actually very helped. It has helped very much. I got a map of the subways and of the trains, but I still got lost. And at some point, I just didn't care because I found new little places and new ways to get there. So just don't be afraid of getting lost. There'll always be somebody to help you out. And don't take people who bump you personally. That was very hard for me. And then
bump you?
I realized, what?
Bump you?
Like on the streets, people just walk through and bump.
They don't do that in Mexico City?
They don't. They always turn around and they say, oh, I'm so sorry. And then I never got that.
Gabriella.
But I realized that it wasn't personal. And if you can take that, then you'll be soon bumping into other people.
Gabriella, you just made me think of like the best tip ever. When you're rushing on the sidewalk, don't look at people. Look where you're going. It's like you get in driving school, but it applies to walking in New York. Look where
Absolutely.
You want your car to go, not where you are going to crash. It's the same thing with people in New York.
Did you ever experience the bumping scam? It once happened to me, and I didn't know about it, and I got caught in it when I was young and innocent, that a guy pretended to bump into me on the street and then pretended to drop a bottle of liquor that was already pre-broken in his bag and said, oh, my bottle, it broke. You bumped into me. Can you give me $5?
What'd you do?
I gave him a dollar. I thought I bumped into him.
Oh, that's nice.
No,
but
I
it
never
was a scam. So,
that bump, but, yeah.
So, all right. Gabriella, thank you for your tips, though. Let's go to Marcus in the East Village. Marcus, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Manoush. Thanks so much for all you do every day.
Where'd you come from? Thank you.
I came from Denver.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things that I notice about the city, cities in general, is that they really are places for people to come together and get used to new experiences and new ideas. And people talking on their phones every 5 seconds really kind of dilutes that experience. So my suggestion would be stay off your phone. get into a conversation with somebody at the coffee shop instead of writing the next great American novel. Stuff like that.
Good one. Thank
Such
you very
much. Good advice.
And didn't you, thanks, Marcos, we're going to let you go. Didn't you have something on the site, Manush, am I remembering this wrong, about not constantly staying in touch with the people back home?
Yes, it was take a break. Take a break from Facebook or like Marcus says, don't look at your phone.
Right.
And be with people.
But not just as a tech thing, like get off your devices and be with people. But I thought you were also getting at don't rely so much on the lifelines, the security blanket
exactly.
of the people back home. Dive in and meet folks.
And maybe I'm saying that with schadenfreude, Brian, because when I moved here, Facebook didn't exist. And I almost wonder if it would have been easier to make friends if it had. But also, like, there are amazing meetups for absolutely everything now. And people are so genuinely nice. I don't know. I feel like New York has gotten nicer. It's gotten more friendly. So maybe it's easier to make friends.
Program on which Manush Zomorodi admitted that she is capable of schadenfreude.
Yes.
Annabelle in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Annabelle. Annabelle, where'd you come from?
I moved from Chicago. So I've lived in a bunch of different cities.
Uh-huh.
And when I got to, well, because you've already covered walking, because I remember I moved with a friend and then this is off topic, and then I'll get to my point. I moved with a friend, and when he would always lead me around, and then he had to leave for vacation, and I was lost. So go out on your own. That's number one. Don't always stay with a friend. But my main thing, which blew me away, I came with a whole bunch of furniture that I had spent money on. And what I realized was that on garbage days, New Yorkers, especially, say, on the Upper East and West Side, will leave out on the street beautiful furniture when they move. They'll just throw it away. And obviously, you're not going to want anything with cushions or bed bugs. But dressers, hardwood chairs, beautiful bookshelves.
Find your furniture on the street.
Honestly, this is a
It is amazing
people.
What people throw away.
Totally. Erica Valero tweeted me, and she said, my uncle used to work for sanitation, and we would go pick up garbage on Fifth Avenue. We found new stuff and then sold them on flea markets. So entrepreneurial.
Let's get one more in here. Anna Rosa on the Upper West Side. Hi, Anna Rosa.
Hi there. So I moved from Los Angeles in 91, 5 months pregnant. You know, in my have a nice day culture, hi, everybody, thank you, please, smiling, I couldn't figure out how to fit in as a New Yorker until I realized I had to look like I was in a bad mood when I walked down the street. Don't look so friendly. Don't look at people like everyone's in the same kind of good mood. It helped. Help me create
helped
personal
what?
Space. Feel like a New Yorker.
I think it's more of an air of mystery. I think all New Yorkers have an air of mystery. We're not grumpy. We're just thinking deep thoughts.
Arrogance. Don't mess with me. Don't mess with me, says Anna Rosa, originally from L.A., from the Upper West Side now. And, folks, if you go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show, you'll see the link to the whole article with at least 21 good tips for surviving New York City in your first year from WNYC hosts and producers like Manush Zomorodi, who did not grow up here. Fun, Manush. Thanks a lot.
It's great to be back, Brian.
Talk to you tomorrow, folks.